When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council reviewing residential development on Union Road. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 41 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The city of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project. Located at 2930 Union Road, the project seeks to develop 154 semi-attached for-sale townhouse dwelling units. Currently, the zoning for this area does not allow residential units by right, as it is zoned as commercial light industrial planned development overlay. The applicant is proposing to rezone the property to mixed-use overlay, which would allow them to continue with the development cycle. But in addition to this rezoning request, the applicant is seeking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units. This is part of the City Council's Resolution 20186, which allows for a 345 dwelling unit surplus to be built within the 44,000 population planning threshold. This agenda item is only on allowing the surplus density units and will not approve any other elements. You can attend tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting in the Norris Room at Centennial Park in person, or listen right here on KPRL. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris. As the city heads into the fall season, keeping drains clear helps water flow freely during rainstorms, protects property, and keeps streets safe. The city says residents are encouraged to take these simple steps. Sweep or mow fallen leaves. Regularly clean them from the sidewalks, driveways, and yards. Mowing leaves is also an easy way to reduce cleanup and provide natural nutrients to your lawn. Avoid raking leaves into the street where they can clog storm drains. Encourage neighbors and local businesses to join in on keeping storm drains clear. Taking just a few minutes to clear leaves around your home can make a big difference, the city says. Where to vote or turn in your ballot on Election Day. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Today is election day for this statewide special election. Voters in California have only one question on the ballot, yes or no on Proposition 50. Prop 50 proposes to redraw congressional district lines without an independent citizens commission until 2030. Registered voters have until 8 p.m. today to turn in their ballots. You can drop off your ballot at any of the many drop boxes throughout the county, including at the Paso Robles, Atascadero, Santa Margarita, and Shandon libraries. This election day, there will be a total of 45 polling places throughout the county. You can find your polling place and more information at slowvote.com. Polling locations will be open from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. Those who have not yet registered to vote can still use conditional voting registration, where you must do so either at the county elections office in San Luis Obispo or the satellite office in North County in Atascadero. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo County Parks, will be conducting a vegetation management project at Marduk Grove Preserve in Los Osos. SLO County Parks and Recreation Department says hand crews will utilize chainsaws and chippers to remove dead, dying, and diseased vegetation to enhance fire safety in the area. This removal effort is planned for multiple days starting Wednesday, November 5th, and continuing through the end of the year. CAL FIRE crews will be on site throughout the operation, along with resource management staff, to help avoid impacts to sensitive species. In sports, for the NFL, the Cardinals beat the Cowboys yesterday 27-17. KPRL held the Raiders game this Thursday at 5 o'clock, where they'll face the Broncos. In the NBA, the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 123-115. The Nuggets over the Kings 130-124. The Heat beat the Clippers 130-119. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder, and the Warriors will go against the Suns. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
Davis Body Shop wants you to know what to do after an accident. Make sure you exchange insurance information and get the agent's name and phone number. Know the year, make, model, license number, and color of the other vehicle involved. Get the name, address, and phone number of all witnesses and write down the police officer's name and badge number who investigated. Then, call your insurance agent and let them know that your car will be repaired at Davis Body Shop. Remember, it's your choice as to where your vehicle is repaired. Davis Body Shop will assist you in completing your insurance paperwork and make sure it's filed properly. At Davis Body Shop, they know what to do. Davis Body Shop on El Camino Real in Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News. In Southern California, the man who confessed to killing his 7-month-old son sentenced to over 30 years in prison. A judge sentencing Jay Caro after he pleaded guilty to murdering his son Emmanuel and falsely reported he'd been kidnapped.
The sentence here is the most the court can do to ensure that as much justice this time as possible.
Morrow sentenced for second-degree murder as well and violating probation in a previous child abuse case. State Attorney General Rob Bonta joining with 22 attorneys general to sue the Trump administration. Bonta says they're suing the Education Department over new regulations that he says could exclude people from eligibility for loan forgiveness.
These are public school teachers, police officers, firefighters, librarians, social workers, members of our military, and more.
The FDA says six people have died, dozens have been hospitalized due to a listeria outbreak linked to pre-cooked pasta meals. The recall involves products from California-based Nate's Fine Foods, the meals sold to Trader Joe's, Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons. Gas prices averaging $4.66 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
No, it's not too soon to start holiday shopping. Ulta Beauty's Early Black Friday event is happening now through November 22nd. Shop $10 beauty minis from brands like MAC and Too Faced. Take 30% off Lancôme and Touchland fragrances and body mists. With new offers dropping every week, our associates can help you find the perfect gifts. Head into Ulta Beauty today to shop our Early Black Friday event. Ulta Beauty. Gifting happens here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Lessons learned from destructive wildfires in Ventura County have given avocado growers a fighting chance to save their orchards when the next big blaze hits. Ben Faber, University of California Cooperative Extension Citrus and Avocado Advisor for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, learned from the effects of the 2017 Thomas Fire and last year's Mountain Fire that well-irrigated avocado trees can recover from a fast-moving blaze within 4 months. Faber cautioned growers not to give up on their trees, as fire damage in avocado trees can initially look bad, but turn out to be superficial. You have to wait to let the tree tell you what's going to happen, he said. November 6th marks the one-year anniversary of the Mountain Fire, which damaged 389 acres of avocados, according to the Ventura County Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. A few patches of fog this morning. High southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows right around 52. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 30% chance of showers developing later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid-70s on Friday, upper 70s Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and cloudy with some fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open sharply lower. Concerns about high valuations have investors taking profits. Data analytics company Palantir opened down 8%, even though it reported record revenue in the recent quarter, because the stock is up 170% this year. Uber is seeing more demand for its rides and Uber Eats deliveries. It is cautious about the holiday quarter. Uber shares opened down more than 7%. Yum! Brands, parent of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, is exploring options for the Pizza Hut chain. Because of its slumping sales, the Pizza Hut business could be sold. Yum! Brands opened up 5.5% higher. Spam and Skippy Peanut Butter's parent Hormel is cutting 250 corporate and sales jobs. The business is restructuring. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, and the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Baby, baby, you did something to me.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Protecting what matters, Barry or someone else? We won't know because Mr. Fisher, let's see. He got this message online. You have been placed on telephone standby. Please check for your updated reporting instructions between 11:30 and 12 today. And this has to do with a jury duty for Mr. Fisher. So as we say, the show must go on, and it will go on. We just don't know who will be the host yet. Maybe if it's not Barry, it's going to be a surprise. Surprises. By the way, the guests are scheduled, so they'll be here. Jacob Zielinski is the owner of Gunsmith. That's Uncle Ed's. Lots to talk about, comprehensive firearms and self-defense training and other things all related. And then they'll have the same host, whoever it may be. Again, it's a special surprise. Election day, current events and issues within the council, probably the county, the state, the importance of getting out on the no side of Prop 50, and then the state of political discourse in the United States. So all tied in with the elections this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, again, I have a free admission pass to the really big shoe. It is the Salute to Our Heroes this Saturday the 8th from 10 till 3 at the Estrella Warbird Museum. And all you have to do is email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know. I have got a pass. They have lots going on. The Show and Shine Car Show, the first responder display, military vehicle display, reenactments, paratroopers. They'll have some drops. Kids Zone and food, beer, and wine. It's all ready to go. So enjoy that. Just email me again, Kevin at KPRL.com. Let's see here, and don't forget, you can text the 75 to get in. Again, questions on this party, Tea Party meeting last night. Again, you have to ask them if they recorded it or anything like that. Let's see here, reasons for people don't voting. Or they're just stoned. Okay, they didn't list that in the article that I gave. Let's see here. Kevin, I was standing in line to vote in person, and I had an envelope with a red side to it. The lady standing behind me had a mail-in ballot with a blue side to it. Did they just run out of ink, or did they make the envelope Republican or Democrat? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what color was on ours. But nonetheless, maybe somebody knows. Okay, the point about 21 million Americans, and for those of you just joining us, I was reading something for reasons why people don't vote. And apparently, according to this, and I don't buy it, I stated that 21 million Americans, again, these are adults, don't have government-issued photo IDs, are at risk of missing out. So on the text here, this person said, 21 million Americans, check the language. They're including residents, not 21 million citizens. And there is a difference. Also on the text, look at the DIE wording as your first clue. This is psychological warfare, so they change the meaning of words. We know exactly what Americans means. They include illegal aliens that have invaded our country. The U.S. Constitution only applies to U.S. citizens. Now you know why the SLOW, which is San Luis Obispo League of Women Voters, doesn't want residents to have to show proof of citizenship. It's inconvenient to locate their passport, and it's voter suppression. I call BS. Okay, I would agree with you on that. And maybe you have some thoughts, again, on reasons. Do you run into people or maybe family members, immediate or not-so-immediate family members who give the reasons why they shouldn't vote? There are some say that we should make a national holiday of it. Now, I don't know if this law is still into effect. It used to be, and maybe in some states it still is, can you buy alcohol on election day? I thought there was a time when after the polls close you can do that, or bars are open. I forget which, but I don't, I'm just guessing that's probably antiquated in most of the United States, but maybe not if you know, but that kind of used to be the reason. Okay, so you have all the excuses because they don't think that they're, and as well as the other ones I gave you, that they just don't think their ballot matters. And again, this is so important. It is. Your vote does matter because it can make the difference in particularly a local election. And whether you care about the school board, or maybe you don't care about the super, or any of the elections that you have, it has an impact on your life, whether you pay attention to it or not. And it's disgraceful that you wouldn't pay attention to it, because most of it is economic. It will have an impact. They will have an impact on your life. So it's, again, your responsibility. Okay, we go from the text to the email. Okay, return envelope, official ballot to be opening. Somebody sent me in with a red. So I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what the difference is in the color. Maybe it has to do with your precinct, or I can't even guess to tell you. So again, if anybody knows, it's always helpful to let the rest of us know as much as you can regarding that. And then also remember the thing about if you drop it in the mail, it's not going to get delivered for a couple of days because they've cut back on those services as well. So just be careful. The easiest thing is Chris has not indicated, but he gave you the places where you can go to vote or drop off. That's what you need to do. Or if you're in doubt, trust all that stuff. You can drop it off at your Republican headquarters. They'll take it down to the county clerk's office. So, all right, there you go. A couple of things regarding that. Maybe some last licks about this Prop 50. And the importance of it, the final test at the ballot box will be today. And it's, the campaign has been working so far. For those that want to see it passed, they have spent a records amount of money on this, which sometimes is an indication of what it doesn't matter what side, is up to. So it's been star-studded advertisement. And it's the, especially the last few days, they guess they unloaded the war chest and put more commercials out as the day arrived here. Now, what again is people need to be suspicious, because if approved, the measure would temporarily suspend California's current congressional maps, which were drawn by an independent citizens commission, and replaces them through 2030 with districts drawn by the control, which would be the Democrats. Now, for those of you on opposite sides, I know that you want your team to win, but what about what's right and what's best for a republic? How would the lines, well, you know what the lines will be drawn as. All right. So some of Prop 50's major opponents are privately resigned to the reality that the measure will pass, despite putting on a, you know, a little bit of fight, a little bit of a fight. But, you know, it's not over, because we've seen in some elections, maybe not so statewide, but certainly locally, that the people that wait and go tend to be more of a conservative bend, So I didn't see what the last polling numbers were regarding this. I think it was last week I mentioned that it looked like 56% of Californians were in favor of this. Okay, the Public Policy Institute of California found that 56% of likely voters said they would support the measure, compared to just 43 who said they would oppose it. The survey also found that nearly 7 in 10 Californians, and this is regardless of party, said the outcome of the special election was very important to them. Okay? That's a record high level of interest in a ballot measure, for one. So we'll see how it turns out, and also the percentage of people here in California went to vote, or just voted, I should say, because people don't go to vote as much as they used to. So you have that. And then the issue will come up probably once again, depending on this. Chris, do you think there should be a holiday for people to vote?
I don't see why not.
Okay. If, as a taxpayer, if it's a national holiday, so that would be a federal holiday, that means the people that work for the federal government or government in general would get another, more than likely, paid day off.
Okay. I don't really get that upset about other people getting paid days off, federal government or no.
Okay, you know how they get paid, don't you?
Correct, through taxpayer dollars.
Right. Okay, now,
but if voting's this important, then why not give it a day off?
Well, my argument always has been is, because, you know, when I read or hear these excuses, it's the least we can do for people who gave their lives for us to maintain what we have here in the United States. And it doesn't take that long to vote. You are allowed by law to, for I think for as long as or up to X amount of hours, to vote. And it's just our responsibility. I'll use that over and over again. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I really like the idea of the thumbprint thing. And as far as, like, any mail-in voting, no, let's get rid of all of it. And let's, okay, if you really need to vote early, okay, you can go down to a certain place in the county during the week before, and you can vote if it's really that critical that you can't be there on election day. And as far as the holiday, not so much. This, people can vote. But the other thing is, the ID has to happen, you know, but I do like the thumbprint.
I hadn't heard about the thumbprint.
Well, in a lot of countries, that's kind of, I've seen video of it, and that's how they're, all the people are holding up their thumb to show that they've got a big purple thumb because they voted.
Okay, it's like when you go and get something notarized, you got to use the print. Thumbprint.
Yeah, but I kind of like the idea of the thumbprint. It's, you know, there you'll be. For a couple days, we'll all have a purple thumb if we voted.
Okay, because we all have our thumbprint taken, what, when we're born? Or I don't even remember that.
I don't remember the day I was born either. It's been a while. So, anyways, like I said, I've seen countries and I don't know. I can't even explain when or where, but I've just seen it where people hold up their purple thumb showing that they voted.
Okay, I want to let me bring up something I kind of alluded to last hour regarding these woe is me excuses that I read off of why people can't. So my thought is, well, you know what? We've made voting, number one, easier throughout most of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we've expanded, in many cases, the amount of time that people can vote. All right?
Yeah.
So for these sad sacks, you know what? If they can't figure out how to get a government ID, or they have all these other excuses of why they can't vote, I'm okay with them not voting.
I totally agree. It's whenever I hear about the, mostly it's, well, let's just, shall we say the, well, I refer to them as the, well, let's just say the real racists that think that some people are too stupid to do something like get an ID. Everybody has an ID. Go down the list. You're going to find like 99% of people living here have an ID of some sort.
Well, that would be both legal and fake.
It might not be a legal ID, but they have some kind of ID.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's the legal or fake ID. Well,
yeah. Hey, you know something? I have a story about that. When I was a young mechanic, I can remember working on a bus, and there was a driver's license in a Ziploc bag taped to the dashboard of the bus. It had kind of a generic picture on it of a guy, and they said, well, okay, that was the license for whoever was driving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'm not trying to top you, but I got one for you also. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
It was one of the few school dances that I ever went to. I think I was a junior in high school, and we're there, and of course, being junior animals, somebody suggested that, hey, somebody needs to get some beer. All right. So
yeah.
Somehow I lost the bet and I was elected. Now the key was we had to get an ID, right? Now at the time I was missing my two front teeth and I had braces. So there was a guy at the high school, a senior, that he was the guy to go to get the fake ID, and he was at that dance. He gave me the ID. I didn't look at it. I just took it. So, you know, a bunch of us, we drive down to this place to get some beers. So I go in, and I get in line. And the gentleman behind, the cashier said, I need to see your ID. And there was this older gentleman standing to the right of me. I handed the ID to the cashier, and he says, "You don't look like you're 36 years old." and I stood there like an idiot, and I said, "Well, that's what my ID says." And I don't, back then we didn't. I don't think we had a picture on it. But the old guy. Standing next to me, he just looked at me and shook his head and said, "Man, what's wrong with you, kid?"
Well, there you go. Anyways, yeah, I got you there. That's a good one.
Yeah, so anyway, so we go back and we give the card back to this guy's name, and everybody just starts laughing. So
you didn't get the beer I'm taking.
No, and basically I got had is what happened.
Okay, that's a good story. All right, Kevin, have a good day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, here's it. How about weekend voting? Oh, boy. All right, Chris, would you be up for weekend voting?
I wouldn't mind that either.
Okay. Which day would you prefer, Chris?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Favorite day of the week.
Okay. Well, we'll see with this the government trying to get more people interested and so forth and so on. All righty, 238-5775-238-KPRL. We've got time for one more before we go to break. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Darsha. Say, how about constitutional voting? Vote in person on election day. How's that? And if we have a thumbprint, a fingerprint, so it is in other countries, they literally have to show their entire fingerprint to make sure they have not yet voted.
I'm fine.
Thumbprint or index finger on the ballot.
I'm fine with the one-day constitutional voting. I think it's the best way to do it.
I think so, too. And please vote. If you haven't voted, find your polling place and your polling location.
Darcia, let me ask you, do you find it believable that there are 21 million Americans who don't have government-issued, and I'm talking adults, government-issued ID?
Kevin, this is psychological warfare, and when you start changing, then read through that old statement that you read, it says all kinds of things about people who are not able to get to the polls, people who are not able to get an ID, people who are not intelligent enough to get an ID. It's very disgusting to me. Americans means U.S. citizens. What they are doing is they're using the word Americans to mean people who are residing in America, and it's not the same thing. The U.S. Constitution, in order to vote, it's still a federal law and a state law that you must be a U.S. citizen to vote, especially in a federal election. So when they say Americans, think twice, think about the wording of that entire paragraph, and if you want to read it again, but it's including people residing in America. That is not the same as a U.S. citizen.
That's so right. Okay, we're up against the clock. Got to go. Thank you very much. And we're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The city of Paso Robles has received an application for the development of a 154-unit residential development project located at 2930 Union Road. The applicant is asking the city to allocate 154 general plan surplus density units for the project. This will not approve other elements. You can attend tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting in the Norris Room at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. The city of Paso Robles is asking residents to remember to keep storm drains clear of leaves and debris. As the city heads into the fall season, keeping drains clear helps water flow freely during rainstorms, protects property, and keeps streets safe. Sweep or mow fallen leaves, keep them out the street, and take just a few minutes to make a big difference. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some fog this morning, becoming sunny skies this afternoon, with highs in the low 70s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A man of consequence gone on Election Day. Former Vice President Dick Cheney died at age 84. Complications of pneumonia and cardiac disease. The former defense secretary was a hardliner who marshaled the country after 9/11.
American politics has always been a tough business. Even in 1787.
Dubbed Darth Vader by the left, but a softer side for his daughter Mary Cheney, who he accepted and defended as gay at a time of social stigma. Election Day races, New York City and Minneapolis both looking at electing Muslim socialist mayors. Zohran Mamdani, Omar Fateh. The bluish states of New Jersey and Virginia considering flips, Virginia to blue, the Garden State to red. Government shutdown day 35 hits the record. Speculation Senate Democrats may vote to end it after today. Or take it to Thanksgiving. America's listening to Fox News.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blakes can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blakes also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blakes Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement, getting it done by the pros. It's 9 minutes away from 8. Well, areas of some dense fog this morning, then mostly sunny with some high clouds, highs in the low 70s. Going to cloud up tonight and overnight, lows in the low to mid 50s, cloudy skies with about a 33% chance of showers later for your Wednesday, highs only in the low 60s. And then as we head to Thursday, clouds and sunshine, low 70s, mid 70s on Friday. Saturday, upper 70s, upper 70s Sunday, Monday, mid-70s, and low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 4. Up and down, 629, and down, 506 p.m. We have warmed up to 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles and the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Yard sale and bake sale. Household goods, furniture, clothing, and other miscellaneous items. Looking for new uses in homes. Treasures that you didn't know you needed. And yummy desserts calling your name. It's all taking place at the First United Methodist Church of Paso Robles this Saturday from 8 until 2. That's on Creston Road across from George Brown. And some of the community projects they use from the support on this include the Salvation Army and local schools and also Echo as well. All right, it's coming up, the 41st annual Thanksgiving for Paso. All are welcome to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal. That's Thursday the 27th from 12 until 2 at Centennial Park Activity Center. And also, if you can donate one way or the other or volunteers to help serve, and also they have the sit-down meals, they have to-go meals, and the delivery as well. Now, for those homebound and they have volunteers to deliver you a warm Thanksgiving meal, you have to use the go to the website and request the delivery, and you have to do that by 12 o'clock on Monday the 24th so they can get things in a row. So, there you go. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, just about 6 minutes away from 8 at the right choice.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Get ready and mark your calendar for November 11th through the 13th. Take your used valuables to sell. Go to BellaJewel.com for that information. Okay, local celebrities, Jacob Robinson, Becca Stroud's having a birthday. Giovanni Salazar, Scott Brandon, Brandon Roth, Shane Roth. We have Lisa Lechuga, close enough, and Mark Lechuga, or Lahuga, rather. Sorry, I guess they are spelled the same. Paul Stemper and Sergio and Laura Ramirez. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some folks you probably have heard of, no doubt. Yes, the I never met a man I didn't like. Will Rogers, 1879, 1935. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? The actor, Gig Young, 1913, 1978. Walter Cronkite, 1916, 2009. the one and only Art Carney. Yeah, the Honeymooners and other things he did. 1918, 2003. Very good actor. Cameron Mitchell, 1918. Passed away in 1994. Very good actor. I love 12 Angry Men. Martin Balsam, 1919, 1996. Freddie Heinegan, the brewery guy, 1923, 2002. Everyone Loves Raymond. Doris Roberts, 1925, 2016. A very good shortstop. He was an all-star a few times, batting champ and world champ. And MVP, too. Dick Groat, 1930, 2023. Kate Reed, the actress, 1930, 1993. Tito Francona, baseball, 1933, 2018. Oh, we have Hot Lips Houlihan, Loretta Swit from MASH, 1937, 2025. Friends of Distinction, a song, if you remember, Grazing in the Grass is a Gas Every Time You Dig It. Harry Elston, 1938. Delbert McClinton, the songwriter. He was born in 1940. Also, Laura Bush, wife of G.W., 1946. Robert Mapplethorpe, the photographer of sorts, 1946, 1989. Also, Marky Post, 1950, from the Forrester Sisters. Country Singers, Kim Forrester, 1960. Donald Trump's favorite comedian, Katie Griffin, 1961. Let's see, who else? Oh, this guy was a really good second baseman for a while. Carlos Baerga, he came up with the ending. He was good, 1968. Let's see here, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, 1969. Matthew McConaughey, actor, 1969. Samantha Smith, the actress, 1969. Onward we go here with the list of those you may have heard of. First round overall pick, way back when, out of The Ohio State, played with the Rams, Orlando Pace, 1975. And who else do we have? Devin Hester. I think he's in the Hall of Fame, man. He was a return specialist. He was born in 1982. All right, passing away on this day, the real Hawkeye from MASH, Heister Richard Hornberger Jr. He died in 1997. Andy Rooney, 2011. Also passing away, the Hall of Fame pitcher, winningest pitcher of all time with 511 victories. Cy Young, 1955. Who else do we have? Buddy Bolden, he died in 1931. Who in the double hockey sticks is Buddy Bolden? Well, he is reputed to have invented jazz. He suffered from schizophrenia, and he spent the last 24 years of his life in an insane asylum. Again, he died in 1931. Who else do we have? That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. It's easy.
I work in a sewer, it's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slob. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float.
That's the one and only from what I consider one of the top television shows of all time. It's whether you want to call it The Honeymooners or The Jackie Gleason Show, although they were different, obviously, but... his character is so memorable, and it stands the test of time. And anyway, he was, some of the skits are memorable. I wish I had time to play what I think is one of the funniest ones, which was about Swanee River. But, you know, again, those two idiots were trying to win some money on a game show, and it quite didn't happen.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Today is election day for California's statewide special election. Only one question is on the ballot today, yes or no on Prop 50. Proposition 50 proposes to redraw congressional district lines in the state without an independent citizens commission until 2030. You can find your polling place and more information at slowvote.com. Polling locations will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with San Luis Obispo County Parks, will be conducting a vegetation management project at Monarch Grove Preserve in Los Osos starting November 10th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with some fog this morning, highs in the low 70s, it's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Art Carney served in World War II. He was injured at the Battle of Normandy, and he was discharged. He was awarded a Purple Heart, the American Campaign Medal, European, African, Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, and World War II Victory Medal. He died at the age of 85 in Connecticut in 2003. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.